This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need. Get free sheets, mattress protector, and pillows with code GWFIT. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Taft, own footwear from the best shoe factories in the world. Save 10% off with code BOOT10. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 599.
599!
My name's Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. Bye, my fans. For my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on? Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Today is officially my birthday. When the show comes out, it'll be a few days later.
He's 38, ladies.
I'm 45, and I have to say I don't feel a day past 30 something, you know.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good.
It's always so good.
Yes, trying to stay healthy. I see people struggle with it, and I'm thankful that I'm able to maintain health. So I think it takes work at this age to stay healthy.
Fucking takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work going on, and a lot of doctor's visits and trying to fucking like, hey, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel right. Like, nope.
Mental work too. Cause I mean, I think the easy thing would be to do what a lot of other people do at our age and just give in to those.
Fuck that. Right?
But you know, just accept that you're going to be out of shape. But I refuse. I want to be able That's to play right. with my grandkids. I want to be that cool granddad with the beard and white hair and just still running around doing stupid shit at 65, yeah. You know? So, and this is the money years right here. If what you do in the 40s and 50s, I think has a lot to do with your health later in life. So, but yeah, thank you. Things are good. Let's talk a little MMA, shall we? Should we get right into it?
Sure. Yeah. Fuck the Super Bowl.
Do you want to talk about the Super Bowl?
No, I didn't even watch the fourth quarter.
I did. It was super exciting. I think it ended poorly. I wasn't a fan of how it all went down at the end. I just think this whole, did you see the Chiefs? They like slid.
I turned the fourth quarter off.
Instead of running in the touchdown with a minute something left, they slid at the 1 yard line because they ran the clock out and then kicked the field goal. I don't know. I know it's part of the game, but it's, for me, it's like, you got to score. Like you, come on, you know. Anyways, I digress. Yeah. Let's talk a little UFC 284. Maybe
That's
not
right.
maybe not as exciting as the Super Bowl was.
Islam Makhachev, Alexander Volkanovski, the 145-pound champ, going up to 55, fighting in his hometown, or it sort of shit sounded like it, but man. Talk about the crowd going ape shit, right?
They went bananas. It was
like, I couldn't
nuts.
Even hear the announcers part of the time, which isn't terrible because, you know, Dominic Cruz and Michael Bisping is like fucking oil and water. They don't work well together.
They don't. They don't. So what were your thoughts on the main event? I mean, I have some thoughts, but I'm curious to hear about yours.
Well, to me, it was kind of boring. Minimal action. A lot of times a little like hold you down, gonna do nothing with it for 4 minutes. Like, what are we doing here? Like, yes, you have a body triangle, Makhachev, but do something with it. I did score it 3-2 for Makhachev, though.
It was
fucking close. Yeah.
Super close.
I'm not upset to go the other way, but I had it 3-2. So,
I mean, I could see that. I think it was really close. I had it. Rounds 2, 3, and 5, Volkanovski. I just think he was more aggressive the entire fight. Makhachev was kind of like trying to like be a little more crafty. And then as soon as he would get in trouble in the stand-up, he'd go right for the takedown, right? And it was like, or grapple or whatever. I just feel like he didn't do all that much with any of that. And it's a super close fight. It's one of those fights where it's hard to score, I think. But was it a robbery? Nah, probably not, but I do think Volkanovski won, and he would, you know, I think you got to give it to him. So,
well, they said they're gonna fucking, they both want to rematch anyway, which,
okay,
like, I don't want to see that again because personally, I thought it was boring as shit. The most exciting part was just hearing the crowd going crazy. Like, wow, they're really, really into this. And then that's what surprised me, because I thought for sure the judges are going to be swayed and go for Volkanovski. Because even how he finished the fifth round, which I had a hard time scoring that for fucking Volkanovski, because it's like you have 4 minutes of dominant performance from Makhachev, and then in the last minute, didn't he like drop him, and then he has like a minute of ground and pound. I'm like, so that 1 minute outweighs the 4 minutes, and all the judges gave it to Volk for that.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a tough fight to fucking score. Cause what's more important, the knockdown in a bunch of punches or 4 minutes of fucking control and domination?
Like, it's hard. And I mean, so you can hear my dog going crazy.
Yeah.
you can't hear it. That's good. Yeah. I think they both dropped each other at points throughout the fight. That first round was a little back and forth, and there was some excitement at times, but I agree that it was a lot of grappling and slow action and not much happening. And I think for a title fight, it just wasn't as exciting as I wanted to be. But hats off to Volkanovski for his cardio. Holy shit, that guy looked fresh after five rounds, like he'd go another five rounds. So
yeah, and he was just so short. Like, it seemed like it's hard to get in to close the distance, because they were saying, oh, his most effective punch is jab and he can't fucking land it. Like, no shit. And Makhachev should have been jabbing Volkanovski's face off, and he wasn't. He's just like waiting. And he got super tired halfway through the fifth round, but not used to fighting five rounders.
No. So I guess if they want to run it back, it's fine. But I don't know. I don't see how this will be any different. It's going to be another five rounds of close action, you know, non-action, I should say.
Right.
So,
and then I noticed Volkanovski too. Every time Makhachev was going for a takedown, that fucker was grabbing the fence. He grabbed the fence every fucking time, and I didn't hear a warning or a point. Like, he's dirty in the way he defends the takedown.
Whatever grab works, that man. Fence. Whatever works. Grab anything you can. So,
that's right.
Should we talk about Rodriguez versus Josh Emmett?
Yeah.
Well, a couple things on this fight. I think Emmett, tactical error, he stayed on the outside quite a lot in this fight and paid for it. You know,
this.
Yes, he paid for it in the volume of kicks that he took to the body and to the face. There were question mark kicks, all kinds of shit. And Rodriguez really solid as far as like throwing a kick and then following up immediate with like a 1-2 or something that's unexpected.
He's fast off that kick, right? So like the kick would land and then boom, a punch lands. Like, holy fuck. Yeah. I don't even think your leg landed before you threw that next strike.
No. So, I mean, and he won second round submission. It was pretty much all Rodriguez. I think Emmett severely outclassed on the stand up, you know. So
And he didn't throw like any punches too, like, because he couldn't figure out like, how do I get in to get close to Rodriguez for probably like 3 minutes in the first round.
And it's like 3-1 total strikes. Rodriguez had almost 100, and Emmett only had like 30 some.
And just, it was cool just to see the display, like the kicking display from Yair of everything he was throwing. Like, fuck, that's nice. I like that. I like his style. And then he wasn't like a super dick after he won, because sometimes he's like so amped up. I gotta fucking kill you and shit on your mother's chest. Like, what? Mm-hmm. No. What else? Anything else?
I think someone to keep an eye on is the heavyweight Justin Taffa, who's finished the fight pretty quickly in the first round versus Parker Porter. He's been the New Zealander, reminding me a little bit of Mark Hunt and some of his finishing ability. So I think it's early. He's only had like what, two or three fights in UFC, but I like what he's doing. He's got a lot of power, and you know, he had like a walk-off KO there, so someone to watch in the heavyweight division.
Jens Pulver getting inducted in the UFC Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah, I have the can I play the video of him reacting to it? Did you see this?
I don't think he's gonna claim copyright on this.
No, he hears it for the first time, right? And
Is it all the way in or
shut the fuck up?
Oh, what? Shut the fuck up.
Oh! Are you... Oh, dude.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Wow, let's go.
Good for him.
Yeah. It's deserved.
Well deserved. I think his son comes in the action here in a second. He needs a hug. So highly emotional. Storied long career in MMA. You know, he's been there and back again multiple times. So
yeah, didn't we see him fighting locally? Wasn't he on one of these shows?
I think so. That sounds right.
I think he was on like one of these ones where like Felice Herrig was fighting locally. I swear we saw him.
Like Chicago smaller, cage fighting, or yeah, something like that. Something
yeah,
like that.
After he's been done with the UFC and yeah. He's kind of probably helping the promotion out, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean it's awesome. It's long overdue. So, man, though, I tell you, that guy's been in some wars.
Yeah, and then he was coach like on the Ultimate Fighter show across from BJ Penn. And isn't that the time when BJ basically asked everyone, all right, I want everyone to show hands. Like, who wants to be on my team?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? That's rude. You yeah. Dick.
Everyone raised their hands. Who wants to be on this asshole's team? Nobody yeah. raised their hand. So divisive.
Respectful. Exactly. Speaking of which, let's talk about some sponsor action.
Yeah, let's do it.
Manscaped.
Yeah, do you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ring it. Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helped you get the golden rod of a Greek god, and now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally, tame your mane by going to manscaped.com/MMA nuts for 20% off plus free shipping.
That's wow. right.
Crazy.
This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. This kit will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf to totally bare.
So get 20% off and free shipping with our code at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. The Manscaped Beard Hedger Pro Kit, the premier solution to face grooming.
I thought I was going to say something else.
I don't know.
Face grooming, face fucking. What?
I got nervous for a second, but we're okay. So
yep. Move right into support for today's episode comes from True Classic. As a people-driven brand, True Classic believes that the clothes you wear should make you feel confident and comfortable so you can show up as the best version of yourself every day. This is your one-stop shop for all of your wardrobe essentials. Their shirts have a premium fit that's tighter in the shoulders and biceps for an extra boost of confidence, from t-shirts and polos to activewear, denim, button-downs, hoodies, joggers, boxer briefs, and everything in between. They have everything you need. It's time to upgrade your wardrobe today. We have an exclusive deal for our listeners. We want to hook you up with some True Classics. So for a limited time only, you get 25% off with our code MMA25 at trueclassic.com.
Finally, Matt, a brand that keeps things consistent. True Classic is built and designed for a man's body. A man's body, right? So no matter which product you buy, you can feel confident that you'll get a premium fit that's consistent across all styles. Break up with your go-to shirt and make the switch to True Classic. You don't need to sacrifice comfort or style. Their products were created with signature soft fabric blends and contemporary cuts that fuse the two. I wear mine all the time. You know, the ladies can wear them too if they really want to, but
I feel like ladies' versions too.
Yes. Yes, they do. So
that's right. And you can get comfortable, get going, upgrade your wardrobe with True Classic. Get 25% off at trueclassic.com with code MMA25, and free shipping is included on purchases over $100. You have 100% risk-free guarantee with a 30-day return policy. You can't go wrong. It looks good, feel good season. It looks good. It's written weird, so it's a cool fucking shirt. Buy it. How's that?
Awesome.
MMA25, save 25% off.
Yes. Ugh. Buy like 20 of them, you know, might as well. With the
cheap. I got a whole slew of them.
Yes. Fantastic.
Back to the show.
Let's talk about some. Okay. So there's a study that came out by Boston University.
Okay.
A couple days ago. I guess it's maybe a week ago now. But
it says Vikings are not gay.
No, that's a different study. You've been playing your video game too much, Matt.
I'm gay again, but
thinking
anyway.
About gay Vikings. We'll have to get the update later in the show. But for right now, let's talk about this study, which is by Boston University, where they did a study on 376 former NFLers.
Okay, I like this.
To determine if they had CTE. I want you to guess how many of those players do you think out of 376 were determined to have some form of CTE?
412.
More than the actual members they tested.
Some guys had double, triple the CTE.
It was 345 of them, which is quite a high number. It's
like
almost
90%+.
Yeah. And, you know, if you remember earlier in the year, you had Tua Tagovailoa, the QB for the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah, he's gotten fucked up a couple
like
times.
Twice in a week, right?
Yeah.
And
send him back in. Fuck it.
So my thoughts is like, okay, the NFL has been around a long time and they've been doing these studies now more recently, but because it's become a thing, they've also found that hockey, a lot of head injuries in hockey. It's part of the study. I think they're looking at some of that too, but I'm just wondering, like, if you were to test MMA fighters, say they've had 5 to 10 fights, MMA pros fights. What do you think the percentage is? CTE?
It's probably similar or higher.
Okay.
Just think of all the sparring, like all the sparring, and depending upon how hard they go in sparring, you can go pretty hard, you know.
You can. So shoot the box.
Yeah.
Style.
Like they're knocking each other out and fucking sparring. So
yeah.
It's not a good thing, and hopefully they figure something out. And it's just weird that there's no test for it until you're dead. Like, I don't understand how you can't figure that out, science. What the fuck? Figure it out.
Well, they're working backwards. I think what they're trying to figure out is how they can look at these deceased brains and try to figure out how to find some tests they can use for living.
Right. That's what I don't get. Like an MRI, it doesn't show.
It doesn't.
You're fucked up.
Well, the problem with it too is like, you got a guy who's got a $10 million a year contract and you tell him your brain's a little scrambled, but like, you know, you should stop now. Right? Is he going to go, sure, I'm going to stop now? Or is he going to go, no, I'm going to make my $10 million a year and I'll deal with it later? So it's like MMA is a little different. I think the payoff is lower. But
yeah,
I think some of the, like MMA in particular, I think also draws individuals who maybe come from less affluent backgrounds. And this is like their ticket out of their situation. You know, boxers, similar story. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're going to tell a guy he can't go make money, more money than he's ever made in his whole life. And, you know, so it's like, I don't know if given that, but it'd be nice if they had informed consent, at least where they can say like your brain, or maybe there was some rating system where over time, I thought MMA was doing that, like with this reaction thing.
Yeah, I thought there
that.
Was something there, or at least like an old man, like sticking his finger up your ass,
oil check.
You know, you got the CT, you don't have the CTE yet. So you got a couple more fights left in you.
Good.
Yeah.
Jesus. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse until they figure out how to do it better. And I don't even know, like fighters may have the better opportunity because they could take time off to let themselves heal. Whereas like, I mean, football, if you're the top guy, like you're the quarterback, how long are they really going to let you sit out?
Good question. Apparently
you're playing every fucking week,
a couple of days,
right? Like get the fuck back in there, bitch. Like you're making hundreds of millions of dollars. Like we need you to be playing, not riding the fucking pine over here. In MMA, like you could be out 6 months, a year. You could be John Jones and not have anything wrong and be out 3 years. So they maybe they're healthier, but it just seems that all the training is cumulative. So it's just a problem. And then we're talking about Volkanovski. They did this Volkanovski, Zuckerberg had this virtual reality fight. They're trying to show off, I don't know, it must be Facebook's fucking VR, but you can play a little of this.
Whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah, I'll probably turn that sound down because even though this is a fucking ad for them, I'll probably get fucking copyrighted.
That looks pretty realistic, actually.
I know, doesn't it? Because Zuckerberg looks stiff as shit, in, as even in the cartoon.
So is it actually Zuckerberg and Volk like practicing?
Yeah, because that's them in the one shot. And then that's what they'll look like in the fucking VR.
That's pretty solid. Imagine getting yourself cartoon like that. That's super cool.
Yeah.
It does look like Zuckerberg's train, though, with how he's like.
Yeah.
You must have.
He's got a little bit of training. He's not good, but it's better than some of these fuckers I've seen. Like, he's Snoop. Very stiff. Yes.
He's not good like Snoop.
Snoop's not good either. I'd say Zuckerberg probably better than Snoop, but that's not saying a lot.
No.
What else is happening out there?
Well, I have a couple of Bellator 290 postmortem type things. Okay, sure. So first I want to talk about the broadcast numbers, which I found from the card, and it looks like the Fedor versus Bader card drew about 1.068 million viewers, which is not great for the demographic, for the 18 to 49 year old demographic they go for. So it's like, if you can think about it, it puts it just ahead of like college basketball, but way far behind the NBA. And I'm wondering, like, you know, I think this was like, wasn't this their first ABC debut or whatever? CBS, sorry, not ABC. I'm thinking of
the comparison. They've been there, but it's been a long time. I would say the last time they were on CBS would have been like a Gus Johnson kind of fucking strike force. It might be the first time for Bellator.
For a while. I
can't remember. Maybe. Yeah, it's been a while. They've been there. But
in comparison, I think the UFC back in the card that was on ABC, which is why I said ABC or Freudian flip, drew about similar numbers. And I'm wondering, like, if like TV versus like streaming, like if there's some weird conversion thing that happens now, because most people have like streaming shit, right? So it's like, do people still watch regular TV? I don't even know.
So, I think all the kids are just streaming everything. So like, I take my daughter, for example, she's in college, she's almost 21, stream everything. Like, they don't even have fucking cable. It's just, they just have internet at their apartment
on their phones. Then, stream everything on the
phone or like iPad. To the TV, like a smart TV.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know how does streaming go into that number?
I don't think it does at all. It's not unless it's streamed like on the CBS like app or whatever. Right. From what I understand, it's not counted in any way. So, you know, I don't know. But those numbers seem kind of low, I would say, for a Fedor card, 1 million people like on free to streaming. The other thing from UFC 290 is I got some stats, because this happened in California again in
Bellator 290.
I'm sorry, not UFC, my brain is not working. Bellator 290.
You do a drugs.
It's a smelling salts. The Bellator 290 from February, from earlier in the month. I have the numbers from the percentage weight gain, because they California tracks this stuff, right? So many fighters were over the 10%, like somewhere in 11, 12, but Alejandra Lara, right, comes in on weigh-in day at 125 pounds, and on fight night, she's almost 149 pounds. That's an 18% gain. Think about that. That's ridiculous. You're like four weight classes up.
You know, that's okay.
That's fine. It doesn't seem healthy. It doesn't seem fair. And I don't know if, you know, California can make recommendations based on what they're
Foster was saying, like, you know, you can't fight at this weight class because you fucking rehydrated seven weight classes up or whatever it was. They were doing that. I haven't heard much of it. Fucking nobody talks about it anymore.
Yeah, and a funny stat is Steve Mowry, the heavyweight, he weighed in at 253.4 pounds.
Yeah.
And on fight night, he weighed 252.6 pounds. So he dropped 1%. he went the opposite direction.
Took a massive shit.
Yes. So, I mean, I like that California is keeping track of this, but it just seems like nothing's really going to happen. It's just they're letting guys do whatever.
I don't know why. It's like the biggest scam, like the biggest cheating thing ever in MMA is weight cutting, and nobody does a fucking thing about it.
No. I feel like we've been talking about it for 10 years.
I know. That's all the time.
Nothing ever happens.
I saw Gamebred's got some fights coming up here. Gamebred Boxing 4. Look at the fights on this. Anthony Pettis versus Roy Jones Jr. Fucking Jeremy Stevens versus Jose Aldo. Jacare Souza versus Vitor Belfort. I don't think that's fair to Jacare. Paul Daly on here versus Anthony Taylor. Pearl Gonzalez. She's pretty hot. Versus Gina. I don't know. But insane. I don't know what's going on, because I think there was also a rumor with Aldo is there may be a boxing match between him and Floyd Mayweather Jr. later this year also.
I like it. Well, Aldo just won his first boxing debut fight, right?
Yeah, he just had one. Like
In Chuto, Brazil, against Alberto Emmanuel Zambrano. Won via unanimous decision. I think that was a six rounder. So I mean, I like it. I could see Aldo and Floyd going at it. I mean, they're both aging fighters, you know. Maybe he'll have more success than McGregor did. I don't know. Although if you do the math, you know, doesn't add up. But
I'm gonna say you won't. But unless they do like what this other thing was happening, Deontay Wilder offered Francis Ngannou like a two-fight deal. So kind of like Tyson Fury did, but this is like, oh, I want to box you and then we'll do an MMA fight, which I don't believe any of these fucking boxers will do. I think it's just lip service and then they'll just pull out of the fight a million times because like, I already got my fucking win over you, fucker. And the other thing I was thinking about with Ngannou, he can get juice to the tits now because he's not anywhere. So just fucking sack up. I hope he does.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also good to see like all these people want to fight him. So that motherfucker's going to get paid as he should be. As a fucking heavyweight champion, you should be making the most money out of anybody in the fucking UFC, period. That's always the premier division. All the heavyweight fighters always made the most money, so...
Yes. Well, they're the most draw and they're most exciting, the most chaos that can happen, right? So
yeah, especially if we just use that fucking smaller cage. So you'd have like less room to run away, man. Then you have more exciting fights. I think the UFC doesn't really care at times like how exciting the fights are. They just like the spectacle of having the big cage, even though they know the data supports that the small cage, it's like 44% smaller and way more fucking action and finishes because you can't run away. There's nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fuck. Anyways.
Well, speaking of heavyweights, I want to talk to you about John Jones because he was interviewed recently talking about his upcoming fight against Gon. And then what's happening next, his contract and things, and some things that were curious to me in this interview.
Okay.
Number one, he says that he's got his sights set on Stipe Miocic for his legacy. He says to defeat the greatest heavyweight of all time, it just means the most to me, which is concerning because he's about to go into a fight and he's already thinking about the next fight. So that's a question mark for me. Mm-hmm. But he says one of the hardest things while he was adding all this size and muscle was not being able to lose his shape while still trying to pack on 40 pounds. He says, I think when the fans see me, they'll be surprised that I still look a lot like I used to, although my shoulders are a lot more broader. I freaking gain a whole bunch of ass, unfortunately, but just trying to keep that shape and doing it the right way was difficult. So what are your thoughts on that?
Steroid way. You can't put 40 pounds of muscle on at whatever age after you're 20, after you're out of puberty, you cannot put that kind of mass on it just unless you're using steroids, period.
Yes.
So good for him because you could tell in those pictures, there's certain signs that clue you into who's on some shit. Connor had them, John does. So allegedly using, and I love it. But yeah, I don't know. Cause I think some of the other interviews, he was just saying, I only wanted to do like two more fights. Like, so you just took fucking 3 years off to move up to just do two fights? That makes no sense. Like, why don't you just clear out this division then? Like, I don't get it. And first, again, you have to get past Gon, which I think is his hardest fight there.
Yeah.
Him and Stipe are the two hardest fights, I think.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I thought Francis would have been an easier fight for John.
Yeah. A little more one-dimensional. But yeah, it's a... I don't know. I'm a little worried about his comeback fight based on what he's saying here, thinking about Stipe already. And I'm just very curious to see how much that added muscle is going to, if it affects his speed and his ability to be technical, you know? So,
and then you have to see, like, he does have a good chin, but how does that hold up against heavyweights? There's a big difference between a 205 pound guy hitting you and a 265 pound guy hitting you. Yes. Big difference. So a lot of questions. So
about
speaking of questions, yeah, let's talk about some sponsors. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about sex, guys. Shouldn't you always be at your best? 2023 is the year to maximize your performance in the bedrooms. Listen up, bluechew.com.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Don't be that guy that says, I don't need it. You don't know until you try it. You could be missing out on the best sex of your life.
That's right. That's bad. You don't want to miss out on the best sex of your life.
No.
Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code MMANuts at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code MMANuts to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Yes, we do. And we also would like to discuss our partner Miracle Brand. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by silver-infused fabrics made by NASA, Miracle Made makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long.
That's right. And these sheets are infused with natural silver that prevent 99.9% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh three times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. You could probably go 4 months without changing your sheets. I'm just saying, I'm not that guy, but you could probably go 6 months.
Yeah. Anyway. So go to trymiracle.com/MMA. to try it today. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Save over 40% and be sure to 40% and be sure to use our promo code MMA at checkout to save even more and get three free towels. And Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/MMA and use the code MMA to claim your free three-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/MMA to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this amazing episode.
That's right. They're the best. I sleep on every night. They're smooth and they keep me nice and cool.
Same.
Back to the show.
See,
Sage Northcutt says he's coming back to MMA after a 4 year layoff from having his face smashed in and fucking reconstructed. I think he said it was a year and a half rehab for his fucking face. He's 26 now, says he's just getting started, has a whole career ahead of him. He's 11-3 in MMA. Will he have more success now or less?
Same.
Is he trending?
I don't know. I think it's going to be more of the same. I don't get it. Like, it's just him and Paige VanZant. It's like, you have other things you can do. Like, you don't need to go get your face bashed in for a living.
It's called OnlyFans. Get one, Sage.
Yeah, it's not. But I don't know. So we'll have to see. I don't know. I wasn't super impressed with him in the prior. I felt like he was, you know.
No, I was just impressed that the guy could do like a standing flip in the middle of the octagon after a limp win. I'm like, what is that flip? I don't understand what he's doing, but he's doing it.
Yeah, very That's athletic what he's good guy. For. Super yep. athletic.
Yeah, throws kicks. That's his gig.
Mm-hmm.
What else is happening?
My last piece of news before knowledge, I had Nathaniel Wood announcing withdrawal from UFC 286 after a freak accident. And I know you love these listeners, viewers, you don't have to worry because you can't see this, but viewers, if you're at all squeamish, you might want to try avoid the next 10 seconds, because here he is, you know, he looks like patched up, his little dog is in the picture, and apparently you can see in here, like it's down to the bone. He had a freak accident where he hit his knee on some piece of wood. You know how like they use the furring strips around the when they mats, like they some gyms like put a vinyl cover on. Apparently one was loose or something, and his knee went right on top of that furring strip and blew open. So the training, it looks pretty bad. It's down to the, you know, it's bad when you can see white, you know, that's not good. So be safe out there, folks. Train with not that, I guess. I don't know. But
run trains, don't get run over by trains. How's
that's
that?
It. That's it. Yes.
It's a tough 31. This is the Ultimate Fighter show where we have Conor McGregor and Michael Chandler as the coaches. They said they're going to do a veterans versus prospects on there. And I was just thinking, are there any veterans that you would like to see on the show, regardless of whatever weight class the show is doing? So like someone that's not in the UFC anymore, that you'd like to see back on the Ultimate Fighter show, trying to redeem themselves, if you will.
Redemption?
I think they did that on the fourth show.
Regardless of age or anything or what?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Tito Ortiz. I'm thinking who would have a chance. Like, good Lord.
I don't know about that. I was just thinking about like what weirdos. Would be fun. Yeah, like Brendan Shaw, bring him back.
Oh, in. God. I he can't was on the ultimate.
Him, Roy Nelson, Brandon Vera, Tim Sylvia, Brock Lesnar.
Uh-huh. Vanderlei Silva. How about he's in the background? Right there. Vanderlei Silva. Bring a little crazy.
I mean, Chris Lytle. I'd probably take everyone that was on season four. It was like Chris Lytle, Matt Serra, Shoni Carter. That's all I can draw up.
Matt Serra's like juice to the gills right now.
I know. He's probably 280.
Looks his like a goddamn veins iguana. Coming out of his veins, you know, it's just purple all the time.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that might be interesting depending upon who they throw back in. I just don't remember what that weight class is going to be. I think it's lighter weights, but interesting concept, the veterans versus prospects. So that might draw me back in just to see if they have somebody interesting or a couple guys interesting. You're like, oh fuck, what happened to that guy? And then he's back in. You're like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And then you were talking about John Jones earlier. Rampage Jackson did a fucking interview talking about John, and he was saying, John Jones is the dirtiest fighter. He was saying, if you're having any success on him, he just straight up pokes you in the eye.
true.
Or he'll oblique kick your knee. And then Rampage was saying, like, he got oblique kicked where his knee bent back past like the normal point. And he said his knee is still jacked up from that fight. And I was thinking, who, if John isn't the dirtiest fighter in MMA, who is or was?
Michael Bisping.
You damn right he is. Dirty, dirty. He's spitting and fucking cheating, getting decision wins over Matt Hamill they didn't deserve.
Yeah.
I'd say Paul Harris. Paul Harris.
Oh, yeah, he's up there.
Fucking
up there.
Dirty. He was holding so many of those submissions too long. I don't know how many knees he fucking raped. At least three, holding the submission too long. And then I think there was a fight with Jake Shields where he fucking raked his eyes too.
Oh, yeah. That sounds right.
Yeah. That guy's pretty dirty. I'm trying to think.
Who else is dirty? I mean, geez. Dirty fighters. I mean,
It's a short list. I think everyone has has episodes here and there of stuff, but you never know.
Nothing consistent like Bisping or Jones. No.
Or
Paul Harris. Paul Harris,
God damn, they sound this loud. Mm-hmm. I'm going to share this. So apparently Brazil, they have this thing that's pretty popular on the beach. So I'll share this. Kind of doing work here. Ooh, it just looks like a normal game of like you kicking a soccer ball around. But it's, you know, it's Brazil's. I need to go to Brazil's and go.
Amazing.
I don't know. I feel like this is one of those things you could just watch all day. And this is just someone just spanning the beach.
Just hanging out.
I got to take a vacation in Brazil.
Rio de Janeiro?
Yeah, guys in Speedos and ladies in thongs.
I mean,
if I was a Viking, I'd be all set.
I might do it for fun, but I don't think you'll ever see me wearing a Speedo. I just can't. I can't.
Oh, I had to fucking do it in swimming. In high school swim team, they fucking forced you. They didn't have like
faster.
That's right. You didn't have like the shorts that go down to your knees now that all the boys get to wear, or the guys and fucking swimming.
Do you have to shave your legs?
No. I don't believe I did that, because I thought that would be too fucked up. Like, put this grease on, you'll slide through the water. I tried that. I'm like, I'm not fucking doing anything. Short, you know, like wear the swim cap because we all had longer hair. I got a fucking mullet in high school, so I fucking do that.
How do you put the grease on? You have to bend over for that?
Fuck, you got to go in smoother. Although I was listening to a podcast earlier. I was watching Two Bears, One Cave. That's Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer. And they had a porn star on with them. And the chick was talking about anal sex. And she was saying it works a lot better if you do an enema with red wine in it, because then it forces all the alcohol to your ass and it like increases the blood flow, so it loosens up your ass muscles, so then you can take it up there a lot easier. That leads us right into knowledge.
that's
my knowledge.
Speaking of, okay, so when I find these videos sometimes, I can never remember if it's video we've talked about before, because it feels like it should be, but I have two things to share. The first one is speaking of beaches, okay, what do you think is happening here?
Nice. a little, that dog is doing work.
I think these two are passed out, and the dog is like, hey, here's my chance.
This is my time. I've been waiting. They're fucking wasted.
They are wasted. And my second video, I'll just go ahead and continue on, is here's how you actually combine what beer drinkers like to call as shotgunning and what wine drinkers like to call as, you know, tasting the wine. So
looks like a great way to face fuck yourself. There you go. He's glass like in your mouth,
blowing the I think he's aerating the wine, and then he's downing the wine. I was waiting for him to puke up the wine,
into the glass.
But he did not. So fantastic.
Right.
So next time you drink wine, I urge you to try that with the biggest glass possible.
Yeah. My mouth doesn't go open that much. That's probably a reason for that.
Yeah.
I just started watching a show on Amazon Prime. I forgot where I heard it from. Oh, I think it was Joe Rogan had Be Real from Cypress Hill on the podcast. He was talking about, he was watching The Boys. It's a fucking super dark hero comedy, not comedy, but just a super dark superhero show. I'm like, fucked up. So I just started watching that, enjoying it. Very dark.
Yes. It started with a comic series, which I read that. I haven't seen the show, but yeah, they're like superheroes, but they're sexual deviants and just really crazy. Just the whole thing.
It's so insane. What are we doing now? I'm like, oh my God. All right, cool.
Is it worth a watch, do you think? I've been holding off.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those, it's a sleeper. And then I watched it. I was like, okay, I'm fucking actually in. So,
Nice.
Speaking of in, I got a couple other things.
I'm afraid.
A little t-shirt. Please suck my titties respectfully. You have to be respectful.
Always.
And then I'll shut it down on this one. Let's see. Is it why I'm single? Are you hideous? Are you too picky? This guy says, dick is too big, might kill someone.
Wow.
So you got to watch out. It's the skinny bitches.
Yes.
Do I need a Viking update? Yeah. So Assassin's Creed Valhalla. They fucking got me again, Ingo, God damn it. So, you know, sometimes I like to listen to the story. Sometimes I'm just pressing the button to get through the story. Well, I was talking to some guy and then they fucking gayed me up because I just skipped through the story. Next thing you know, I'm fucking making out and in some guy's bed. I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, I just wanted to skip the story. And because I skipped the story, you made me fuck that guy. That's bullshit. Because then later on, I finish a quest and I see the guy. He's like, oh, it was a really good quest and or whatever. You fucking did a great job. And then he fucking leans over and starts making out with me. I'm like, this is awkward. Now I'm fucking gay again. And then I dump my other bitch girlfriend because I didn't know she was. It's very incestuous as a Viking. It's what I'm finding out because the chick that I was dating, she was married to like the king of the village, and the king is my brother.
No,
but not from blood, just from like association. I think his dad took me in or something, so I was like banging her, and then I brought the king back because he got captured, and then the chick didn't want to put out anymore. She's like, oh, that guy's in the other room. I'm like, okay, well, I'm breaking up with you. And then I start fucking this other chick. So now I'm fucking guys, girls, like whatever gets in my way. I think there's a wolf that's been prowling around trying to.
Are you fucking a wolf?
I'm gonna.
Oh my God. This game sounds ridiculous.
And I just start lighting things on fire. It's cool. Because you always can just like whip out a torch and I can throw it. So I just threw it at my old girlfriend. Didn't set her on fire, but unfortunately. So I'm just saying, it's a cool game. And I haven't even gotten into like the second and third expansion yet.
Okay. Because
there's like a Ragnarok expansion. Yeah. Like, because right. There's, you can get like Thor's gear in there because it's all the fucking Viking shit. So pretty fucking geeked. I think I've only played 60 hours so far.
That's a lot of hours. Oh my God.
But anyway, we'll shut down on that.
All righty. Well, thanks for the gay update. I love
That's
it.
That's right. I don't know which way I'm going every week. I've got a boyfriend and a girlfriend, so I think I'm bi again.
Post a picture of your guy. Let's see what he looks like.
Yeah. Well, he's just regular because I don't think you can edit him.
Oh.
So I just used like whatever the normal character was, but then you have like I don't know what they call him. You're like your henchman. That's the guy you can kind of change, but once you've picked what your dude looks like or like your main helper, you can't change his appearance. You can just change what he's wearing and swords and shit. So
got it. Okay,
it's all good. Solid. All right, shut up.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
That's right. Get your Manscaped razor for your woman's beard.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.